This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, episode 290, where today CJ and I are going to do the first great share off between OneDrive, Dropbox, and Google Drive, or G Drive. Recorded live Friday, February the 8th, 2019. Are you being asked repeatedly to integrate different business systems in ever narrower timeframes with increasing process complexity? What if you could standardize the way you build these business processes so your team are focused on higher value tasks versus the nuts and bolts of running the processes and integrations? Nintex can make that happen. With the Nintex platform, work flows from person to person, system to system, to the cloud and back. Got a custom system you want to connect with? No code extensions let you plug into systems simply and easily using REST and Swagger. With Nintex, work just flows, so your teams can work smarter, work faster, and be more connected than ever. Try it out for free for 30 days at www.nintex.com/trynwc. Got my dates a little screwed up there. How you doing this morning, CJ?
Very well. How are you? Sorry, doing I sound good. Like I'm at the end of a long piece of wet string, but I'm on a headset at home, bunkering down at home because of snowpocalypse that's supposedly arriving today. So I don't have my usual microphone, so apologies for that.
Oh, that's an absolute tragedy, but that's okay. All good. I think we can probably manage with it. So how you doing, man?
I am very well. Pretty good. It's pretty chilly. It's the depths of winter up here. We're having terrible weather, so it's been really dodgy on the roads with cars sliding off. It's on the ride to work the other day, I felt like I was driving through the set of The Walking Dead.
Nobody knows what they're doing, huh?
It looks like, yeah, there's like burnt out shells of cars on the side of the road. There's dead bodies everywhere. It was just chaos. And it's all because a few inches of snow fell. That's quite funny. And, you know, Seattle just does not deal well with snowy weather.
No, it's every time I see it happen, it seems like you guys all get like, everything goes kind of crazy or whatever, because it's just everything just seems to be all, you guys are all over the place. You're sliding everywhere. And
Yep. Apparently the supermarkets yesterday were, it was like a scene out of The Running Man. It was just, there's just empty shelves everywhere, people fighting each other for loaves of bread. I mean, we're talking anarchy.
Yeah, because you guys, you're getting like a massive, what are you getting, like some massive snowstorm starting today going through the weekend?
Earlier this week, we had 9 inches of snow, which is not very much in the grand scheme of things of when snow falls, but the city just doesn't have the equipment to cope with it. So they don't have enough plows and they don't need them because it happens like maybe once every 5 or 6 years. So another bout of it's supposed to be coming through over the next, starting this afternoon and coming over through the next few days. And again, it's not that much, right? It'll probably be like 5 to 10 inches of snow today. But again, it's just mayhem and destruction. Yeah.
It's funny because I remember when that happened, actually it was only like 2 or 3 inches, I think, but it happened here in Jacksonville. When that happened to us, we had the same, we don't have that equipment at all because, well, it happens every like 30 or 40 years for us. And so,
right.
Yeah, we shut down. But yeah, it sounds like your supermarkets are about like how our grocery stores are, our supermarkets are the day or two before the hurricane starts coming in. Everyone's like, yep, yeah, city's going to shut down for a day. You know, when the storm's going on, don't expect anybody to come out and help you.
Yeah, I sent a message to everybody at work today that said, hey, I'm bunkering in. I don't have any food, any gasoline, and I definitely don't have a generator in case anybody's asking.
Oh, man. Yep. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, how about you? What's going on? You're in a t-shirt. Doesn't look very cold down there.
No. Actually, we're sitting here at 77 degrees. I went out for a run this morning. I finally just stopped sweating. Man, this time last week, I was complaining about it being colder here than in Anchorage, Alaska. And then in less than like 2 or 3 days, it was hot. And yeah, so it's hot again. It's supposed to cool off a little bit, but I mean, like in the 50s.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, so.
Man, it's tropical, dude. Tropical.
Yeah. It would be, usually February is the coldest month, and it's not so much right now. A little disappointing, but I mean, it's fine with me. I don't care at all for the cold. So yeah, that's living in Florida. It kind of works out for me. So, but aside from the weather, things are good, man. We had a major milestone today. Actually, while we're recording this, stuff is flowing out right now. But I think I said in a recent show that, you know, I sat down and like replanned out the first part of the year for my course that I do with SharePoint Framework Development. and was able to change my workflow around, my production workflow around, was able to knock out some content a hell of a lot faster than I've ever been able to. And I didn't realize it, but I just published two chapters today and it was 3 hours of content. It's the biggest drop I've done, but it's pretty cool because there's a chapter that's about 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's all about working with external services in the SharePoint framework and like calling anonymous services, how to call existing services that are secure with Azure AD in a secure way, and then how to create your own services using Azure Functions and secure them with Azure AD, and even showing how to have your own custom scopes, making sure that you know the right person is making the call for you, that you can check in the tokens. I'll show how to parcel that across and then making those calls from a SharePoint framework. So I was really pumped about the content, but what I'm really pumped about is I've reached content complete for my fundamentals bundle. So
nice.
Yeah, it only took me, I think, 15 months. But
awesome. That must feel great.
Oh, it does. It feels really good. So emails are flowing right now and I need to try to do a little bit of a promotion and marketing push for it to hopefully drive a little bit of sales from it, from this update. But it really got me pumped. I was able to, I hesitate to say this because I'm afraid some of my customers will be like, oh, sweet, so you can do it again next week. But I was able to start recording on a Monday, and by Friday at about 7 p.m., I had everything completely produced.
Awesome.
So, I mean, that doesn't include that prior to starting recording, I had already built the demos, and so I knew what I was going to do. And it doesn't include that I had an audio guy that cleaned up the audio and a video guy that did the embellishments and 2 days it takes to package everything up and deploy it and everything. So there was another week of work around it, but the actual production time of knocking out in just 5 days I was absolutely ecstatic that I did that. So I'm looking forward to diving in and doing the next sprint. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, that must feel great. Congrats on a milestone.
Yeah, man. It's been a good week. So now I'm just curious to see what the reaction is from it. So
yeah. Yeah. So how do people find that? Like, it's new modules in the fundamentals bundle. So if they're already a subscriber or owner, I guess, yeah, then it'll just show up and they can start checking out the course or?
Yeah. So they go in, everybody that is a customer will have gotten an email already that talks about it. By the time this goes, and when they log into the site, they will go to the fundamentals chapter or the fundamentals course. And on the second page, these two chapters were the second from the last and the third from the last chapters in the fundamentals course that were done. So when they go to log in, if they go to the second page of all the chapters, they'll see it as like, I think they're showing up as like, well, they're showing up towards the end of the course. You'll see two chapters called Leveraging External APIs of the SharePoint Framework and Leveraging the Microsoft Graph with the SharePoint Framework.
Gotcha.
That's the topic that's in there. And if they want to know more about what the things that were there, they can go to my Facebook page for Voitanos, and you'll see a go live party that I did. Well, I'm going to do on Monday, but that's in the future as we record this. But by the time this comes out, it will be in the past, but it's going to be recorded. So you can go there and see like questions that were asked and an overview of the content that I'm going to go through and stuff like that. So people can see that if they want to go back and see that. And I'll try to put a link to that, how they can see that in the show notes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool. Nice work.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just, you know, it's taken longer than I thought it would. But the cool thing is now is that I feel like we all have our own reasons for why things take longer than they really do. And so I think that I have a good plan for how to knock this out, knock the rest of the content out and the ultimate course over the next 5 months. So
yeah, it's funny how things always take longer than you think, eh?
Oh, they always do. I want to follow up something. We've talked about this in the past where we do an episode and then we turn around and like the day that we do the episode, news comes out and then it ends up being old news by the time, you know, almost 2 week old news by the time we publish it.
Yeah.
And that happened to us again. Last week, we did a complete rant fest on Azure AD and their most recent outage. And then later on that day or like the next morning, they published their root cause analysis, their RCA, for what happened and some of the impacts, what happened and how they fixed it and how certain things have already been addressed. They published it, but there was something that was really distressing about this last update. And it's kind of funny because you saw the RCA come out and then you saw the news article, the news site start to pick up on it and make a big deal about it. But
Huh.
Effectively, what happened was is that when Azure AD went down this last time, it also disrupted Key Vault, which meant that things that use Key Vault could not get into their keys. Well, guess how SQL set up? SQL was set up so that if a key was not available and it could not access it through the Key Vault, that was considered a revoked or an expired or an invalidated key. And when that is seen and the databases were set up for the automatic encryption, Azure just dropped the databases.
Awkward.
Yeah. So I'm going to be a little extreme by saying what I'm going to say here, but it is true that effectively this outage caused people to lose data. Now, the databases are backed up every 5 minutes. And so when this happened, Microsoft was able to identify what happened and restore the databases. And so at an absolute worst case, there was a...
A potential five-minute window loss
because they were able to replay the transactions and stuff, but there was still a potential five-minute window of loss of data that happened on these databases. So
yeah, brutal.
They fixed the problem, but...
Whew. What a wonky side effect. Like,
yeah,
that sucks. You're like, where the hell did my database go? Why is my data... What? Where's it gone?
Because of Azure AD. Azure AD had an outage. Like, Azure AD had an outage, so I lose my database? I mean, how does that... That doesn't make sense.
It seems completely unrelated, but I guess when you add Key Vault in the mix like that, it makes a little bit more sense that they didn't have access to Key Vault because Azure AD was not there, but it makes no sense whatsoever that you drop the database in that case.
Oh, man. But anyway,
pretty crazy.
But,
awkward.
Yeah. There's some other news articles that I'd like to go through. We'll sit on them until next week. We have some interesting stuff about AWS. I got some interesting article about AWS, another one, a cool Azure service that came out. But today, we want to have the best effective use of our time because something came up on Twitter the other day, and you have this great idea for a show. But before we do that, people have to stay tuned because they got to hear from one of our great sponsors who make this awesome show possible.
Struggling to reproduce problems in your code base? Successful software starts with Raygun. Raygun provides application performance monitoring unlike anything that you've experienced before, offering greater clarity around how your software is performing for your customers than any other APM provider. Easily detect and diagnose issues impacting end users and monitor every part of your stack in one place. It's time to get back to building great software instead of fighting it. Start your journey to better software quality and try Raygun for free at raygun.com today.
All right, CJ, this is going to be, this is cool. Let me explain like what happened.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then I want you to explain what we're going to do and how we're going to do this. All right, so
sounds good.
A couple days ago, so this is what, the week of February the 8th, it's Friday. I can't remember what day the tweet was.
31st of Jan.
Okay, so on January the 31st, there's a guy that some people may recognize the guy's name. His name is Stephen Sanofsky. And Stephen Sanofsky, if you don't recall, for those of our listeners who don't recall, he's the guy that was pretty much behind Windows 8. He's the one, he's no longer at Microsoft. I guess it's fair to say he was run out of Microsoft.
Ultimately, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, Windows 7 was his first Windows release.
Yeah, that's true. So Windows 7 was his first one. Windows 8, the one with, that got rid of the start menu, the one that did the tiled interface that everyone kind of flipped out about and stuff. He's also, before that, he was also instrumental with Office and running the Office engineering and was responsible for the ribbon and a bunch of things, a bunch of great stuff that came out of the Office group. Anyway, this is interesting because what he was trying to do was simply share some files with someone on OneDrive and was having the hardest time trying to get it to work. Went to Twitter and his tweet was something along the lines of, his actual tweet was, quote, "Whoever can figure out how to share files in Windows and Office 365 Business Premium to someone in another domain should at least be nominated for, if not win, the Fields Medal."
And then Fields Medal is a prize for mathematics, basically.
Yeah. And he had some other funny comments that were in here that were, and the entire tweet thread is hilarious, seeing people from Aaron Levy from Box and from other places, other things, people like just showing these really funny pictures and stuff. But he had another comment that he had that was something along the lines of, you know, when you realize that you're the one responsible for Windows 8, you can't figure this out, or something like that.
And it's, yeah, it was pretty funny. So he's currently a board partner, I think they call him, at Andreessen Horowitz, the big VC firm. And yeah, really long time old Microsoft guy, right? So he's worked on Office and a bunch of products and Windows and things. And he was the one that, I think what most people will remember him for, apart from the Windows 8 release, which nobody loved, Windows 7 was actually really successful, right? And then it kind of went downhill from there. But he was the one that did the engineering Windows blog and wrote these huge blog posts about really detailed things about how you build software like Windows and release it and how they take feedback and all that. And it was really well received. So he did a lot of really good things at Microsoft too, but it was just pretty comical that he couldn't figure out how to share stuff.
Yeah. So you had this great idea for, you know, hey, let's, because you and I have ranted about this a couple times, and
yeah,
why don't we put what he said to the test?
Exactly, right? So I texted you and I was like, hey, I've got this idea. How about we record trying to share documents with one another in Office 365, G Suite, or Google Drive, and Dropbox, and fresh vanilla settings, brand new tenants, right? So I've gone and created three fictitious tenants, one in Office 365, Google Drive, and Dropbox. We haven't fiddled with anything other than just initial logging in, right? We haven't changed any settings, so they're all defaults. And my idea was, hey, let's go and record trying to share a document with one another and edit them. So the goal is we're going to time it and see how fast this can be done for each of these platforms. So I'm going to share my desktop, I'm going to create a document in these platforms, and I'm going to share it with you, and you're going to open it up at your end, or you're going to attempt to get into that document and edit it, right? So I've got to give you edit rights somehow, I've got to share it with you somehow, you've got to log in, and we're doing this all in incognito and all that sort of stuff so that, you know, no other things muck with it. Also, the other caveat here is we're doing it all on a browser. So there's no desktop applications, there's no Windows and Mac weirdness, there's no things like that, right? It's just going to be what the, you know, what the browsers offer in terms of editing. Mm-hmm. So that's the first test. If we've got enough time, and that's a big if, then the next test is going to be both getting into a document and editing it at the same time. And then, you know, having those edits saved. And then the third test, which I think is basically off the cards at this point, but we'll see, is trying to share a folder of documents, like a set of documents with one another, and editing those. And that third thing is specifically what Sinofsky was trying to do. But I can see why it was pretty frustrating, because a lot of these platforms are not set to kind of just focus on that as the primary scenario. So we're leaving that till last because it's the most complex, I think, of all three and most likely to fail. But just the basics, we want to try out and see if we're successful with them. So this could go really well, or it could totally bomb.
Yeah, it's a good way to say it.
It could be like one of those sessions where you're not quite sure if your demos are going to work. Know what I mean? Like, zero preparation behind this. Literally, we have not tested this. We haven't tried doing this prior to recording. We're going into this with absolutely fresh tenants, and I haven't even looked at what the default settings are. I couldn't tell you what the settings are currently set to, but we'll see what the experience is like.
Yeah, and you're going to be sending stuff from your OneDrive. You're going to be sending that to me in a brand new tenant. And because the other services like Dropbox and G Drive, there's no real setup for those to get them to be able to share. That stuff is all kind of...
I don't understand that. I don't know if that's the case. I'm assuming you're right, but I guess we'll find out. Dun, dun, dun.
Cool. Well, what do you say we get started with the first one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, we all know that sometimes shift happens. That's why this spring, the inaugural Shift Happens Conference will be coming to Washington, D.C. on June 12th and 13th. Hear from industry heavy hitters, change agents, and innovators as they share digital transformation wisdom,
with keynotes from Microsoft's Jeff Teper and Tony Townes-Whitley, and analyst insights from Constellation and Forrester Research, this event is not to be missed. Over 2 days, find out how to get the most out of your Microsoft Office 365 and SharePoint investments, and hear about the success and failures firsthand from some of the largest and most regulated organizations. For more information, visit www.shifthappenscon.com and use the discount code CLOUDSHOW for 25% off registration for both single and group discounts.
Okay, so I'm sharing my desktop. Can you see it?
I can see it. And with this recording, we hope this works. We're going to try and post the video of this afterwards too, for just the sharing piece so that people can take a look at it if they want to. So yeah. You're sharing your desktop. I can't share mine at the same time. I am screen capping my browser and I'm logged into my Gmail account. So you're going to share it with my Gmail account. It's not my primary account. It's what I use for spam and everything, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is not an intelligence test. You're allowed to help me as we go through this, because I'm driving the sharing end of the equation. And if you think I'm doing it wrong, just pipe up and let me know. I'm going to try and narrate it, what we're doing, as best we can for the listeners, but then we'll also link to the recording, like you said.
Okay. And you're going to tell me, so once you have the files ready to share, you're going to tell me, I'm going to start the timer on my side and we'll keep track of each one. And then you tell me when we should stop the timer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, you need to have edited the document successfully, and then we can stop the timer.
Okay, I have to edit it, and you have to see my edits. How's that?
Correct. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yep.
Okay.
And then we start the timer as basically like when I start using the tool, including creating the file and sharing it, I think is probably the best way to do it.
Cool. All right.
Okay. What's first? So I thought we'd start with probably the most likely to succeed.
All right.
Dropbox.
Dropbox?
Possibly. Okay. I don't know. That's my gut feeling.
How about this? We'll do them in alphabetical order.
Yeah. Okay.
Good call. Dropbox, then Google, then OneDrive.
Yeah. Good call.
Okay.
All right. Should we get started?
I'm ready.
All right. So I'm looking at the Dropbox tab here, and I've got some files and folders. So the first thing I want to go do is create a file. How do I do that in Dropbox? Let's go into a sample folder here. Oh, create new file button. That looks like what I want. I'm going to create a Word doc. How about that?
Yep.
Office Online would like to access the files and folders in your Dropbox. Allow. Okay. Wow, it's using Office Online integration. And I'm in Word Online. That's pretty sweet. Integration with Dropbox. I worked on that while I was at Microsoft. This shouldn't be a surprise. Okay. I'm going to type, hi, AC, wish you were here. Okay, that's going to be our standard content.
Cool.
Okay. Looks like it's saving automatically. It's automatically saving. I'll save and return to Dropbox.
Yep.
I can see my document, docx. Mm-hmm. I can see a share button. I'm going to click on that. That looks like what I want to do to share it with you. I'm going to grab your sample test email address that you don't use, so don't bother trying to talk to AC on this email.
Yeah.
I'm going to type that in.
Don't call me on this. Don't do anything. I don't pay attention to this email at all.
Can view. Only folders can be shared with edit access. Ooh, interesting. So Dropbox only lets me share a folder, not just a document. That's interesting.
Or I guess you can't share. The folder has to be shared.
Okay, so I'm going into the file settings. Viewer. Anyone with edit access can change these settings. Okay, link settings. No. All right, I guess I'm sharing.
I think you have to go back to don't you have to go back to the folder and share the folder so that I can...
Oh, yeah, okay. Let me go to the Microsoft Cloud Show test folder and...
I think you created that in the sample folder.
Oh, sample folder. But let me share the whole sample folder. Here, we're doing the third test before we can finish the first test. Can edit, can view. Cool. Share. One or more invitees are outside your network, but I got a little green tick, and it said it shared with you. So you should have an email or something saying it shared.
I just got it. So I'll click on that. It says, MS Cloud Show shared the sample folder with you. And I have a button here that says go to the folder. So I'm going to go to the folder. And
ooh, I see two members are on that document now. That's pretty cool.
So it looks like it's also going to require me to log in. Wants to share the sample folder with you. Got to create a new account. So I'll go ahead and do that. So I'll just go Andrew Connell. That's my email address. And I'll create a password for this. Actually, let me create a strong password for this because, Okay.
I'm just clicking around, having a look at some stuff in here, looking at version history, that sort of thing.
All right. So we just created that. It's creating my account. Install Dropbox. I don't want to install Dropbox.
Oh, I see Andrew Connell can edit in the right-hand panel here.
I guess it's forcing me. So Dropbox is forcing me to download and install their client, which I don't really want to do. Well,
no, you shouldn't need to download the client, surely.
They forced me to do it, looks like. Let me go back to just Dropbox.com because I am logged in.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go there. No, I got to show me around in the tour. I know what I'm doing. So in the tour. All right, so here we go. There's a sample folder, I think. There's the document. Now I can see it. Oh, God.
Okay.
Tour links in the tour. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Right. Just let me edit.
Let me open the document up. There's AC Wish You Were Here.
Do more. Is it opening in Office Online or is it opening in like their viewer?
It's opening in their viewer, but here I have an option here to say open with, and I can say edit in Word Online. So I click on that and same prompt you got. Office Online wants to access your files. So I say allow.
Yeah.
Still going. Word Online opening. There we go. Okay. So I'm in the document now. So,
okay.
So we can do the collaboration test now. You want to try that?
Have you made any edits to it yet?
Not yet. I'm about to.
Just make some edits first.
All right.
So we can see if those stick. And then...
There we go. So I said, hi, CJ. I don't wish I was here. I don't wish I was there.
Okay.
you have snow on the ground. So I will then save and return to Dropbox.
Okay.
So I've saved and I've edited it.
Okay. It looks like edited 2 seconds ago. Cool. So I'll go back into the document.
I'll stop
it. I see the document in that. I'm going to go and edit in Word Online. Okay, so I'm in. Okay, can you try and get in and edit at the same time? And
yep, so I'm going back into Word Online. I see Microsoft
Cloud. Andrew Connell is editing the document. Wow, we're co-authoring.
I see Microsoft Cloud Show is editing it.
Yeah, nice, nice. Okay, stop the clock.
I stopped it a little early. Okay.
Oh, so okay.
When I saw your screen that you had edited it. So that's
okay, cool.
4 minutes and 43 seconds.
Wow, that's not too bad. We got all of the tests done. But what was interesting in that is I couldn't just share a single document this way with you. Either it's not possible or I was doing it kind of wrong.
Might have been holding sure. it wrong.
Huh?
I said you might have been holding it wrong.
Might have been holding it wrong, yeah.
But that's good though. I mean, that it took 4 minutes and 43 seconds. Now I'm getting an error saying it's unable to load the page. Please refresh the page to try again. That's not good.
Mm.
All right, anyway. All right,
okay. So it can all fall apart now.
Yeah, exactly. The test is done. I'm coming off the stage. We're all good. The attendees saw everything they needed. It took 4 minutes and 43 seconds.
Okay, that's pretty good. Cool. The things I weren't expecting there was A, for it to work in Office Online and also to prompt me to share the folder.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty cool though. I think we can call that a good success. Okay, on to the next one.
Okay, this is Google Drive, right?
Okay, so yeah, I'm looking at, you can see what I'm looking at, but for the listeners, I'm looking at G Drive. So I've logged in, it's part of G Suite, and then I've opened up G Drive or Google Drive, and I've just got nothing in my drive. Okay, now you're more familiar with Google Drive than I am, so you'll have to help guide me if I'm looking like a noob here.
Okay.
Cool?
Yep, sounds good. So,
all right. So,
ready to start?
Yeah, you let me know when you start the timer.
All right, ready, set, go.
Okay, I think the new button is probably, new folder.
You clicked it too fast. So hit cancel. So new, so click new.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Google Docs. Okay. Yeah. I'll click a doc.
This will be the equivalent of creating a Word doc.
Okay. Sample stuff here. Okay. I've done that. I'm going to name it sample doc and I'm going to share it. There looks like a share button in the top right.
Mm-hmm.
That was easy. Ooh, look at that. Like, it's found you straight away. I put in your email address. It's already got... Should I get a shareable link or should I just type this like this?
So the way you have it set right now is that this is going to send an invite to me. If you did not want to send an invite to me, that shareable link in the top corner would give you a link that you could post on like Facebook that
nobody
would have to be logged in to use it. But this way, you're able to send it just to me.
Okay, so I've got just you. That's cool. I've also, that's interesting. So the dropdown says can edit, can comment, can view. Those are the three different permissions. So I've chosen can edit and I'll send you the invite. Are you sure? Sharing to Swamplander, who is not in the G Suite organization that Sidon belongs to. Oh, that's a nice confirmation. Okay, yes. Sending. Okay, gone.
Email received.
All right. Let me get out of the dock just...
So this is kind of cool. So in my email that I see in Gmail, I'm seeing not only an email that says that MS Cloud Show via Google Drive has shared a doc with you. So it's a sample doc, but it even shows me a little icon, like a pill of the doc with the little doc icon on it. I can click on the email and I can see the body of what's there. But what's kind of cool about this is I can click on the document itself in the list of all my emails, like in the index view.
Oh, right.
I'm right into the doc right away.
Wow, that's nice. Say,
hello, CJ. I made edits. And now you should be able to click on the doc and see my edits.
Okay, let me get back into the doc. Oh, ta-da. Yeah, I made some edits. Sweet. Editors can now see your history. I understand. That was a little prompt that popped up. Oh, are you in here too? I think we're co-authoring.
I'm going to stop the timer because you can now see my edits. That only took us 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
Wow, that was good.
That's over less than half the amount of time. So from 4:43 to 2:16.
Okay, nice.
We're co-editing at the same time.
Wow, that's sweet. Man, this is straightforward. Like, that was a...
It's going to throw in a Yo Mama So Fat joke, but I'll stop.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. This is being recorded. Family show, AC. Yeah, that was really smooth. I was really impressed with that. Super easy. Easy to do one doc as well. That was great. And nice Gmail integration, I think, because you got the invite on Gmail. Is that right? Yeah.
I did, yeah.
And you could get straight into the doc with no mucking around.
Yep. I didn't know.
Admittedly, you didn't have to create an account on that attempt, right?
That's true. I didn't have to create an account because I already had a Google account that I was logged into because I was using my Gmail account. So
I see. So maybe there's a little bit of time savings there.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Maybe a bit.
Gotcha. And so, yeah, but I could have equally have just shared you a link instead, right? Which still would have let you in. I don't know if you need an account if I shared a link with you.
No, if you shared a link with me, then anybody can look at it without being logged in.
Okay, gotcha. What about edit?
Edit.
I think you can do it without logging in as well, right? Because I think I've edited Google Sheets without...
Yes, you can. If you can turn that on, and if you want to try, I can actually share. We can test that really quick. Because I have another browser I can fire up.
Let me get you a link. So I'll get a shareable link.
I'll be one of the four people using Firefox. Let me fire
and
that
I'll
up.
Switch it to anybody. Oh, interesting. I want public. Anyone with the link sharing. Anyone with the link can access, no sign-in required. Oh, there's lots of options here. This is nice.
Look at the drop-down at the bottom. It says access. So can view, change that to can
view
edit.
View can edit. So anybody online with the link can access it with no sign-in required.
And edit.
Okay. And edit, yeah. Save that. Okay, copy the link. Now I'm just going to...
Let me put it in our chat.
Yeah. How do I get... Oh, man, now I can't get back to my... Where do I get to chat? Okay, here we go. Sorry. Yeah, there I've got it in chat.
All right. So I will
Zoom.
Copy it. And I'm over here in Firefox. And, oh, I'm already in.
Oh, look at that. Anonymous Walrus is in the document. How do you feel about that? Is he being called a walrus? Yeah,
now we're... Your mama's so fat, not me.
Now we're...
That was easy, though. That was really easy.
Now we're fighting co-authoring with random internet people. Okay. Oh. All right. We can call that one a success. That was really good. But I'm getting thinner, promise. That cool. was great. Right. I think we ticked off all of the tests on that one. That was awesome.
We did. Cool. All right. Let's do OneDrive.
Yes. Let's do OneDrive. Okay. So I've flipped over to OneDrive in the tab here, and I'm just looking at a... completely out of the box OneDrive, zero files, totally empty, and no settings configured or anything like that.
Yep.
Are you ready to begin?
Ready.
Okay. Ready, steady, go. All right. I'm clicking the new button, new Word document. What happened there? Oh, it's created a document. Open a new tab. Sorry, a new document. Okay. Sample stuff here. Sorry, I'm typoing. Looks like I've got content in there. The document is saved. Now, how do I share? Let's see. There's a share button in the top right. Should I click that? I think that looks like it should do the trick, right? Okay. Share link. Anyone with this link can edit. What do you mean anybody? So now I've got to type an email address. So it's not just anybody.
I think this is the same, but this is going to work the same way that the Google Drive one works, where now if you put my email in and then click the send button, then I'm the only one that's going to get it.
I'm copying a shareable link as well. Just
okay.
Okay. Just, oh no, now I've balked it up. Hold on. I'll go back in and do it with just your email address. There we go. No, that's my link. Hold on. Let me get your email address again. Email address copied, pasted in. Anybody can edit, send. Okay, link, send. Wow, I wasn't expecting that to work. I've got to tell you.
I'm watching my inbox.
Got it?
Not yet.
So you're waiting for the link, yeah?
We're still waiting for the link. I'm just double checking it's not in my spam. Uh-oh.
What?
I have nothing.
You haven't got a link?
I've got nothing. I've got no email from Office 365.
Huh.
Spam has nothing in it. Well, spam's got a lot of stuff in it, but it doesn't have what I'm looking for.
It could just be taking a little while. Do you think I should try it again? Just
try it one more time just to make sure we got the email right. Let me see the email that you plug in. I mean, you use the same one for the other one.
Yeah. Swamplander at Gmail.
Yeah, that looks right.
So I pick Swamplander. Anybody with this link can edit. What happens if I click that? Oh, I see. You get to choose. Oh, that's quite nice. Allow editing. Allow expiration date. That's kind of cool. You could block download. Oh, no, that's disabled. Looks like you should be able to block download.
That might be an enterprise thing or a special like license thing.
Okay. Copy link. Send. Yeah.
Yeah, try that.
Sending email, link sent. It's the same as it, same as last time. Have you restarted?
My Gmail, yes. Let me put a call in. I'm refreshing the browser just to be safe.
Okay.
Nothing social, nothing promotions, nope. Updates, nope.
Okay, what about if I do it with a link instead?
Yeah, we might have to try that because I'm not getting anything from Office. Okay.
Creating a shareable link. Anyone with this link can edit. Okay, so I've copied the link. Here, I'll paste it in chat for you.
Okay. All right, let's copy this. Come over here, new tab, and open. Word online. All right, I'm in.
You're in?
Let me make an edit.
I can't feel you. Oh, no, here we go. Guest contributor is editing this content, this document. Cool.
There you go. You can see.
Yeah, I think we're editing.
I'm going to call that a successful test.
Yeah, there we go.
But, well, I'm not so sure I'm going to call because the link, I still have not received.
Yeah. You haven't received emails?
Mm-mm. Not a single one.
Interesting.
Oh, hold on. Nope, never mind.
No follow link.
Dropbox. I got a follow-up from Dropbox.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that was, you know, I think I was, okay. I'm actually really impressed. I wasn't expecting that to work. And I'll tell you why. I was not expecting you to be able to do external sharing with the defaults that Office 365 comes with. And obviously my assumptions about what the defaults are not correct because I thought you had to go turn on external sharing outside an organization and all of that, but maybe they've changed that now. And so maybe it's opt out by default as opposed to opt in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I didn't think it was going to be as simple as it was. I didn't think it was going to go as fast as it did. However,
we haven't managed to get you in as Andrew Connell though, editing this doc.
Like, right.
We've only managed to get you in anonymously so far. So what if I
still don't have the email though, which is what's that's.
Is the sharing experience the same from within the document as it is from in?
Oh, hey, look what I just got.
You got an email?
I just got the email.
Okay, so it just took a while. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in. So let's see if it sees it as me now.
Can you click? Well,
I have three people editing the document on my side. So I have.
I see. Two other people are here. What? I've got guest contributor.
So that ASD stuff that you're seeing, that is my Andrew Connell login that you sent me, or that is the email invite link that I got.
Yeah. It just looks like two guest users to me. Like I can't see.
You can't tell it was me.
I can't tell it's you. How do I even know who's edited the stuff?
So this kind of makes sense because this is, of all the experiences, Dropbox made me log in. Google did not make me log in, but I was logged in. So that's how you knew it was me. And OneDrive did not make me log in.
Yeah.
Because Dropbox did, that's how it knew it was me. So if you had said, well, I don't think you said anything that said I had to log in, did you?
No, I didn't. No, I guess, but it wasn't an option to do that, I don't think. Well, let me see. Anybody? So the options for link sharing are anyone with the link, which is the option that we chose, people in our tenant with the link, people with existing access. Don't know what that means. Like, does that mean people have shared this stuff to before? Or maybe they've got access to the folder?
Maybe. And then specific
people. Or I've got specific people. So what happens if I choose that? Only the people you specify who have this link can edit.
Oh, so that'll make me log in.
Do you think? Let's try it.
I just don't know if we have the time to wait for another email to come in.
Yeah. Okay. I've sent another one. We'll see when that shows up.
If.
Yeah. Interesting.
Now, one thing I will tell you that is interesting about this is that the emails that came from Dropbox and from Google Drive, they came in a separate tab. They were like filtered out of my main email on Gmail, but the one that came from Office 365.
Okay, what about the last test real fast? Okay, the folder with documents. I think we've already proven Dropbox because that was the only way we were forced through it, right, is to share a folder.
Yeah.
Google Drive, let me see if I can real quick share a folder of stuff with you. Well, let me put the sample doc in the sample docs folder and then share this folder with you. Organize, edit, add and share, send. Okay, that sent you a link. See if you can get into the sample docs folder with that link.
All right, there's my email. Hit open. Yep.
Cool. And can you see multiple docs in there and get into that ASDF one? I've created two docs in that folder.
Yeah, so I can see your screen, but I cannot see multiple docs. I renamed the one that we have, but I can't see the second one.
Interesting. Refresh or something.
I'm creating my own doc. Let's try that.
It looks like you should have edit rights.
All right. So I just created my own doc and I don't see that showing up in your screen.
And I don't, yeah.
And I refresh the page and I don't see, hold on.
Oh no, now I see it. I see AC doc.
Okay, so that was the one that I created, and now
ASD. Yeah,
I see all three. So I had to physically refresh the page.
Yeah, gotcha. I did as well. I hit refresh on the page, and I got your doc. So maybe it was just like a polling issue. Maybe it would have shown up eventually.
Yeah.
Okay, and OneDrive. Let's give this a real quick shot because I know we're strapped for time. So I'm creating a folder. Go into the sample folder. I'll create a Word doc. Okay, saving, saved, go back to the sample folder. Let's see if I can somehow share this whole, anybody with this thing can edit with the link, sent you that, but I'll also send you the copy the link as well because the email takes a while. Okay, there you go.
Grab that.
I'll create another Word doc here. So we've got a couple in there. Yeah, I got ASDF, back out to sample.
Yep. I can see the other doc. Let me try and create it. Oh, I can't create another file.
Oh, did I just give you, I might have just given you edit rights. Oh, no, yeah. Anybody with this link can edit.
So the only options I have, I can see the two documents. I can upload a file or a folder. I can download the whole folder. Or I can create a new folder, but I cannot create a file. So let me grab a file off my desktop and throw in here. How about, let's see, let me just grab let me grab this. This is the start of a blog post I was going to work on. It's got nothing in it. Okay, see, so you can see that. So I can upload files, but I can't create new files.
You don't have a new button in the top bar?
No. In fact, so my experience is totally different from yours. So I don't have anything on the left sidebar. So you look like you're in like your tenant, but I don't have the waffle in the top left. I don't have OneDrive in the top. I don't have a menu bar going across the top. I have what looks like a SharePoint list where I have the big title going across the page and then three buttons in the menu, new folder, upload and download. And then I have the list of files.
Gotcha. Hey, well, I can see your blogpost.txt file and I can get into it. So yeah, actually, so that wasn't so hard, sharing a folder. I don't know what Sinofsky's up to.
Yeah, that was not hard. That really wasn't hard at all. Oh, well.
Maybe he's working in an existing tenant that had a whole bunch of the external sharing settings set the opposite direction than the defaults that we've got in this tenant.
Maybe right, he was still set up as his Windows 8 one that they blocked him from when he left.
Yeah, and I also don't know if this differs. Possibly, I also don't know if this differs from OneDrive to like maybe he was working in a SharePoint document library. Would that make any difference? No, I mean he's looking. The dialog boxes look similar, but except I see. In the Twitter history after his tweet, he's shown some of the dialogues he's hitting, and he's getting an error message that says, your organization's policy don't allow you to share with these users. Go to external sharing and the Office 365 admin center to enable it.
Oh, so, yeah. So the company that he's working with, they may have blocked him from sharing stuff.
Yeah. And then it looks like he can't. Well, he's got admin rights because he's in the admin. Another screenshot, he's showing the admin settings and he's got the external sharing window settings up. And, you know, there's like SharePoint external sharing settings and OneDrive external sharing settings, which is kind of confusing. There's different settings for each of those.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just confused about, then there's a security and privacy sharing thing that's like, let users add new guest users to the organization, stuff like that. Interesting. Anyway, so what did we get for timing on Office 365?
So for Office 365, we had 4 minutes and 6 seconds, but I think a good bit of that was waiting for emails to show up. I think that the experience, I guess we went back and we did it, the way that the time ran down, Dropbox was 443, Google was 216, OneDrive was 406. But I think with Dropbox, if we are already logged into an account, it would have gone faster.
Probably 40 or so seconds. Probably on par with Office 365, I'd say.
Well, in Office 365, if we didn't have that delay with the email, and I don't know if this...
Yeah, true.
It would have been even quicker. And what I noticed too is that the first email is the one that took the longest. Once that first email had come across, it was almost like 9 minutes delayed.
It's unblocked the tubes.
Yeah, exactly. Once that happened, the email came across within about 3 or 4 minutes. But with that being said though, I don't understand why it took so long because Gmail and Dropbox, the emails were almost instant.
Instant, yeah.
So
yeah, that's curious. Well, okay. So in summary, because I know we got to get cracking on this, I'm actually really impressed with Office 365. I wasn't expecting it. Honestly, I came into this thinking it was going to be the loser by a mile, a country mile. And obviously, they've come a really long way with external sharing defaults. Yeah, come a really long way. And if it's not on par with Dropbox, it's very, very close.
Yeah.
I still think
that Google has had the simplest one.
Definitely.
The fastest.
I mean, 2 minutes 16 versus roughly 4 minutes for the other two.
Yeah, and it had similar like protection and features to lock things down, but that wasn't first and foremost. Like you had to dive in to get to them. Where I felt like, especially with OneDrive, I felt like you did have to, those options were presented to you, which, you know, if you just want to share really quick, it's like, I want to share. I don't want to secure. So
I do think that the test wasn't quite as fair for Google because you were getting your email in a Gmail account. So you already had a Google account, so to speak, that it sort of knew roughly who you were. So there was a little bit of tipping the scale in Google's favor on that one, I suppose.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not sure what the experience would be like if I'd sent it to a Hotmail address, for example. or something like that. Hey, but, you know, I think it's fair to say OneDrive's come a really long way, because this would have been tough not very long ago, maybe a year ago or two, maybe, if not impossible. So, yeah, pretty bang-up job, really.
Absolutely, yeah. Cool.
Good test. Yeah, yeah. So let us know what you think. If you think we did the test strong, tell us your feedback on Twitter or get in touch. We're going to wrap this show short this week because AC has some other commitments that he's got to run to. So we're going to skip picks, unfortunately. Apologies. And we'll pick them up next week, pick up the picks. But keep sending us your picks, obviously, and we'll get on to the next.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks, AC. Fun show. Absolutely. Congrats on sharing.
Sharing is caring.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Cool.
Did you like this episode? Please tweet about it and drop a 5-star review in iTunes. Word of mouth recommendations are the most effective ways for us to grow the show, and we'd really appreciate it. If you have a question for us, go to microsoftcloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as a wave or an MP3, and provide a link so that we can play your question on the show. Our theme music is brought to you by Keith Ritchie. For more information on Keith's music, head to music.kritchie.com. You can subscribe to us in iTunes and the Google Play Store by searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at microsoftcloudshow.com, where you'll also find notes of each episode. You can also find us on Facebook, searching for Microsoft Cloud Show, or on Twitter, at MS Cloud Show. And finally, sign up to our mailing list by heading over to our website and entering your email to interact with us, participate in upcoming interviews, and other cool stuff. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.